به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يثبت الله الذين آمنوا بالقول الثابت في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ويضل الله الظالمين ويفعل الله ما يشاء صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا وإن الدنيا أرض حاضر يأكل منه البر والفاجر ألا وإن الآخرة أجل صادق يقضي فيها ملك عادل قادر يحق الحق ويبطل الباطل ألا وإن الخير كله بحذافيره في الجنة ألا وإن الشر كله بحذافيره في النار ألا فاعملوا وأنتم من الله على حذر واعلموا أنكم معروضون على أعمالكم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم
கேவி 1555 வானத்தை அவசரமா அந்த இடத்துல ஆரம்பிக்கணும். கேவி 1555 இந்த வானத்தை உடைய அந்த இடத்துக்கு அவசரம் எடுக்கும்படி வேண்டிக் கொள்ளும் அவசியம்.
Respected ulama ikram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, the greatness, the majesty of Allah, Allah's kibriyai, Allah's jalal, Allah's azmat, this is beyond human comprehension. Every entity in the heavens and the earth is engaged in the tasbih of Allah, is glorifying Allah, is praising Allah. سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ تُسَبِّحُ لَهُ السَّمَاوَاتُ السَّبْعُ وَالْأَرْضُ وَمَنْ فِيهِنَّ وَإِنْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ. All these verses of the Quran are telling us one principal message, that everything, مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ, everything in the heavens, everything in the earth, is already making tasbih of Allah, glorifying Allah. Subbuhun Quddus, La ilaha illallah, Malikul Haqqul Mubeen. Wa in min shay illa. This in and illa, in min shay illa. When in and illa comes together in one sentence, then there is no exception, there is no istisna, there is no exclusion. Wa in min shay, Quran is telling us every shay without exclusion, yusabbihu bihamdi, is making tasbih of Allah. What is shay? This kurta is shay, this chair is shay, this carpet is shay, this fan is shay, this banister, the banister is shay, this floor is shay, every shay is making tasbih of Allah, is glorifying Allah. وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ. But you, insan, do not understand its tasbih. What is the mashghala? What is the work of the angels? They don't eat, they don't sleep. 24 hours of the day, all the time, they don't rest. Only one function, one task, tasbih of Allah. Glorifying Allah. Carrying out the command of Allah. لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. They do not disobey Allah, they do only that which Allah wants. He says there are some angels in Saf and Salah. They will not move from that Saf right up till Qiyamah. There are some in Sajda and Salah. They will not raise their heads from that Sajda right up till Qiyamah. Only glorifying Allah. We cannot imagine the vastness of Allah's creation. Allah Ibn Kathir rahmatullahi mentions the riwayat that on one occasion Allah Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he asked the Sahaba, هَلْ تَدْرُونَ كَمْ بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Oh my Sahaba, do you know the distance between the earth and the first heaven? Sahaba were not like you and I, that read one, two books, or get one, two degrees and feel that we are Allama, we know everything. They said with one voice, Allahu wa Rasulu alam, Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam know best. What is the distance between the earth and the first heaven? Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam know best. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responds, بَيْنَهُمَا مَسِيرَةُ خَمْسِمِيَةِ سَنَةً. From the earth to the first heaven is a distance of 500 years. Not our year. وَإِنَّ يَوْمًا عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ كَأَلْفِ سَنَةٍ مِمَّا تَعُدُّونَ. One day by your Rabb is 1,000 years of this life. So 500 such years. How vast is this space? The earth to the first heaven, what we call Samaa al-Dunya, this universe. Magazine published in 1980 by NASA under the name The Plane Trip. They said there are so many stars, so many stars. How big are these stars? Some of these stars are million times the size of the sun. They said there are so many stars that in 1 second, how long is 1 second? 1 second is taken to name each star. It will take 300 trillion years just to name the stars. And this, they say so many stars were not in the whole universe. They say what we can see, where there is some light. If he said one light travels at the speed of light. What is the speed of light? 186,282 miles per second. 300,000 kilometers per second. The star, the light from one star reached the earth a few years ago. When did it start traveling? At that speed. At the speed of 300,000 kilometers per second in 1 year, you will cover a distance of plus minus 9.5 trillion kilometers. When did it start traveling? Last year? 10 years ago? 20 years ago? 100 years ago? It started traveling 14 billion years ago. And it reached the earth now. All this is the visible universe. And they say that they can only see 3% of the universe. The other 97% is what we call the black hole. You can't even see that. Allah Rasul said this entire space is only 500 years. ومن كل سماء الى سماء مسيره 500 سنه from the first to the second, second to the third, third to the fourth, fourth to the fifth, fifth to the sixth, sixth to the seventh, between each heaven is a distance of 500 years. وفوق السماء السابع بحر بين اسفله واعلاه مسيره 500 سنه. Above the seventh heaven there is a sea. From the top to the bottom of that sea, another 500 years. ثم فوق ذلك ثمانية أعالي. Then above that are eight angels. وَيَحْمِلُ عَرْشَ رَبِّكَ فَوْقَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ ثَمَانِيَةٌ. What we call the حَامِلِينَ عَرْشَ. The angels that are carrying Allah's عرش. In the riwayat, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم says, ثمانية أعالي. Oal is the plural of Walun. Walun means mountain goats. These angels are shaped like goats. But not like our goat and sheep of Sri Lanka. بَيْنَ رُكَبِهِنَّ وَأَضْلَافِهِنَّ مَسِيرَةُ خَمْسِ مَيَةِ سَنَةٍ. From the knee to the hoof, knee to the ankle of each of these angels is a distance of 500 years. Muslim Sharif riwayat, أُذِنَ لِي أَنْ أُحَدِّثَ عَنْ مَلَكٍ مِّن مَلَائِكَةِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ مِنْ حَمَلَةِ الْعَرْشِ أَنَّمَا بَيْنَ شَحْمَةِ أُذُنِهِ الْعَاتِقِهِ مَسِيرَةُ 700 سنة. Allah Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allah gave me permission to tell you of just one angel that is holding aloft the arsh of Allah. From the earlobe, from the earlobe to the neck, in a normal person is 5 centimeters. In this angel, it is a distance of 700 years. ثُمَّ عَلَىٰ ذُهُورِهِمُ الْعَرْشِ. Then on their backs is the arsh of Allah. Which calculator, which computer, which puny human internet is ever going to appreciate the greatness of Allah? What is the significance of this insan when compared to the vastness of Allah's creation? أَأَنْتُمْ أَشَدُّ خَلْقًا أَمِ السَّمَاءَ بَنَاهَا رَفَعَ سَمْكَهَا فَسَوَّاهَا وَأَغْطَشَ لَيْلَهَا وَأَخْرَجَ ضُحَاهَا وَالْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ دَحَاهَا أَخْرَجَ مِنْهَا مَاءَهَا وَمَرْعَاهَا وَالْجِبَالَ أَرْسَاهَا مَتَاعًا لَكُمْ وَلِأَنْعَامِكُمْ. Allah says, أَأَنْتُمْ أَشَدُّ خَلْقًا. Is it more difficult to create you, small insan, or the sky? We raised it. We lifted its canopy. We made the night, we made the day manifest. We brought the night to darkness. We created the earth. We brought forth the fruit and the vegetation of the earth. We brought forth its produce. أَخْرَجَ مِنْهَا مَاءَهَا وَمَرْعَاهَا. Its water and its crop and its grain. مَتَاعًا لَكُمْ وَلِأَنْعَامِكُمْ. For your benefit and the benefit of your animals. Are you a greater creation or is all this a greater creation? The seven heavens and the seven earths have subjugated themselves to the command of Allah. Insan, what gives you the right? Where do you get this arrogance from that you turn your back on Allah? Shibli rahimahullah used to say, لو عرف الناس قدر عظمة الله ما عصوا. If people are to come to know the greatness, the azmat of Allah, the greatness of Allah, if they are to come to know ما عصوا, they would never disobey Allah. Why is it so easy to lie, to cheat, to deceive? Because inside this yaqeen, this conviction of who is Allah is not there. We haven't understood who is Allah. Allah created all this for what? إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ زِينَةً لَهَا لِنَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةً وَإِلَيْنَا تُرْجَعُونَ. إِنَّا خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ أَمْشَاجٍ نَبْتَلِيهِ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. All this was created in order to test you. Allah doesn't need shop, doesn't need degrees, doesn't need industry, doesn't need economy, doesn't need the systems of this world to sustain you or provide for you or nourish you. Allah is testing you. This is why Sufyan Thawri rahimahullah used to say, if the sky had to turn into lead and the earth had to turn into copper, so that not one droplet of rainwater fell and not one blade of grass grew, and for one second I doubted that where is Allah going to give my rizq from, then I'm a kafir. Allah doesn't need the system of this world. This earth is tiny before the creation of Allah. It is not even a speck of dust. That is the hadith, that is the meaning of the hadith. But Rasulullah SAW said, if one person has to own the entire earth, what has he owned? What has he owned? In the eyes of Allah, he doesn't even own the wing of a mosquito also. And we have one or two small properties, one or two cars, one or two investments, and we feel he's somebody. This dunya is nothing. Harun Rashid, Khalifa, ruling 3 continents, Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullahi alayhi, comes to him. Assalamu alayka ya Zahid. Peace be upon you, O Zahid. What is Zahid? Zahid comes from the word Zuhud. Zuhud means one who contents himself with very little. So Malik bin Dinar, a poor man, clothes are tattered and torn, addresses Harun Rashid, the Khalifa. And he says, peace be upon you, O one who contents himself with very little. So Harun Rashid is surprised. He says, you calling me Zahid? I am the king. And you are an ordinary pauper. And you calling me Zahid? What is his response? He says, نَذَرْتَ إِلَى الدُّنْيَا أَلَّتِي لَا تُسَاوِي جَنَاحَ بَعُودٍ. Harun, your gaze went to this dunya, which is not equal to the wing of a mosquito. And my gaze went to Allah's Jannat. My gaze went to Allah's Jannat, which there is no price tag you can put upon. You have contented yourself with very little. Allah did not create us for this dunya. He said in the annals of human history, the greatest conqueror that ever existed was Genghis Khan. The second greatest conqueror in the annals of human history was Mahmud Ghaznavi. After years of conquest, he decided to erect a palatial home, which was a hallmark, a testimony to the years of achievement. Beautiful palace. Imagine, second greatest conqueror in the annals of human history. No expense was spared. Palatial home, glitter, glamour. Everything found. Then he invites his father, Subhuddin Rahmatullah Ali, a pious man. Then come and see what I have built. See what I have achieved. My whole life effort, the fruit of my labor. See what I have achieved. What a great son you have. This was a pious man. So he looks at all this, room to room, artifact to artifact, priceless possession. And he is unaffected. What Mahmud Ghaznavi was expecting, shabash, my son, you've done so well. Like sometimes you meet somebody, hey, my son drives this car, my son did this, my son did that. So he was expecting to be praised. But this man was not reacting, he was saying nothing. Mahmud Ghaznavi was a warrior. He's not a person of mild temperament. Years of fighting in the fields. So his anger was building up. Rage. Why does my father not acknowledge what I have achieved? Why is he not praising me? Why is he not reacting? Inside the rage, the fire was building up. Obviously, it was his father. He couldn't tell him anything. Finally, he couldn't control himself anymore. So he picks up his axe and he brings it, striking down upon one of the artifacts. Such is the might of the blow that it breaks into a million pieces. Then his father smiled. He says, my son, you have spent your entire life making effort on that which cannot withstand the blow of one axe. Allah has not sent us in this world to make effort on sand. مِنْهَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى. Allah says, from sand we created you, to sand we will return you, and once again you will be resurrected. أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. Allah says, do you think that we created you for this vain game? You're not going to return back to Allah. يَبْنَ آدَمْ خَلَقْتُ الْأَشْيَاءَ لِأَجْلِكَ وَخَلَقْتُكَ لِأَجْلِي. Hadith Qudsi, Allah says, O Ibn Adam, O Insan, I created things for you. هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. This whole earth was created for you. But you were not created for this dunya. You were not created for this dunya. خَلَقْتُكَ لِأَجْلِي. I created you for me. You were created to recognize Allah. For this heart, the qibla and direction of this heart to become Allah. For Allah's greatness, Allah's love, Allah's recognition to enter into this heart. Abadi utlubni tajidni in wajadtani wajadta kulla shay wa in futtani fataka kullu shay wa ana khairun laka min kulli shay. Hadith Qudsi, Allah says, O my slave, search for me, search for your Allah. Tajidni, you will find Allah. In wajadtani wajadta kulla shay. If you have found Allah, you have found everything. There is no greater wealth, there is no greater satisfaction, there is no greater joy, there is no greater ecstasy than the ecstasy of taking the name of Allah. That Allah, Ya Allah, that is that musical sound, that is that name of Allah that causes the chords of the heart to shake, causes this heart to open up. Ya Allah, Allah has made this world a place of pain, calamity, sickness, strife, difficulty. Generally, if you look, people are suffering. Yet when a person raises his hands and he says, Ya Allah, Allahumma, Ya Allah, Ya Rabbana, Ya Allah, just saying Ya Allah, half his pain is lifted. That ta'alluq with Allah, that calling out to Allah. Why? Because that call is from inside, from the ruh of insan. This insan is made up of body and ruh. The body comes from sand, from the earth. This ruh, the soul of insan, is not from the earth. يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ قُلِ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي. This ruh and the soul is from the amr of Allah. When the baby is 4 months old, in the womb of the mother, then the angel comes with the ruh and puts it into the child. This ruh is not from the earth. This ruh is from Allah. And this ruh, the soul of insan, inside is calling out for Allah. كُلُّ مَوْلُودٍ يُولَدُ عَلَى الْفِطْرَةِ. Janab Rasulullah said, every child is born on Fitrat Salima. What is this Fitrat Salima? Is born on the natural inclination to turn to Allah. I am thirsty. Somebody doesn't have to tell me by look for water. Automatically I look for water. I am hungry. Jamaat don't have to make tashkeel by go look for food. Automatically when you're hungry, it is part of your nature. Then automatically you look for food. If you are cold, automatically you look for warmth. If you are warm, automatically you try to look for some coolness. This is part of nature. Allah has made this in the fitrat of insan. In exactly the same way, in exactly the same way, the soul of insan looks for Allah. Looks for the ta'alluq of Allah. Finds that sweetness and satisfaction in Allah, in taking Allah's name, in the Mubarak tariqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as long as this ruh does not find Allah, then it will always be parishan. It will always be restless. That traveler who has lost his way, doesn't know where to go, which turn to take, turn left or turn right, doesn't know where to go, he's lost. He'll be eating food, he'll be sleeping, he'll be doing everything, but he'll be worried all the time. And lost, and lost, and lost. That ship, which is caught in a storm, tossed about, doesn't know which way to turn, doesn't know where's the land. The captain of that ship, he'll be doing everything, but still he'll be worried all the time. By the qasam of my Allah, their worry cannot compare to the worry of that person who has not found Allah. This heart is searching for Allah. Inside it is crying out. This ruh, this soul wants to connect with Allah. We are trying to put out that fire. We are trying to put out that inner cry. We're looking for solace. We're looking for comfort. We're looking for chain. We're looking for peace in what? In the haram music of this world. Or they say music is food for the soul. That which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Al-ghina'u yumbitu al-nifaqa fil qalb kama yumbitu al-ma'u al-zara. He said, like how water causes crops to grow, the haram music of this world will cause nifaq and hypocrisy to grow in your heart. To such an extent that ulama say at the time of maut to recite kalima will become difficult. Those who will listen to music, at the time of maut, Allah protect us, kalima will not come on the lips. This inner fire, we are trying to put it out with the music of this world, with the haram women of this world, with the fancy 5-star holidays, 5-star hotels, big, big jets. Now they've even got bathrooms on aeroplanes. Soban, sobar, chaman mehka, sobar, bahar aayi. Dunya ki wahi ronak, dil ki wahi tanhai. Like the poet puts it beautifully. How much glitter, how much glamour, how glamorous this life is being made. Bathroom on aeroplanes also. But still inside the soul of this insan is empty. Still the parashani is increasing. We are looking, trying to address, put out this fire in the haram music, haram women of this world, 5-star hotels of this world, big, big scenery of this world, in the dens of haram of this world. But that fire will not be put out like that. That restlessness will increase. Like the example of a person who takes an imitation flower and breathes and breathes and breathes, he's not going to get any fragrance. Qiyamah will come, he won't get any fragrance. If he could find peace, if he could find chain, if this restlessness could be appeased in the music of this world and in the zina of this world and in the haram places of this world, then my respected brothers, the Qur'an of my Allah will be lying, and the Qur'an of my Allah will not lie. وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا. There is no one more truthful than Allah. What is Qur'an saying? Allah. This Allah is like a siren going off. Allah. When you hear the siren, everybody wakes up. Allah. Like a hammer being knocked on your head. Allah, Allah is calling, Allah, listen, hearken, put up your ears. Bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Only in the ta'alluq with Allah, only in this heart connecting with Allah, tatma'innul qulub, will this heart ever find peace. This fire will never be put out anywhere else. This soul, this ruh is searching for Allah. This soul doesn't know women. It doesn't know zina, it doesn't know music, it doesn't know the haram of this world. This soul only knows Allah. It only knows the Mubarak word Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah has made it like that. And as long as we will look elsewhere, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَا وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى قَالَ رَبِّ لِمَ حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا قَالَ كَذَلِكَ أَتَتْكَ آيَاتُنَا فَنَسِيتَهَا وَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى. As long as you will look elsewhere, those who will turn away from our admonishment, from our warning, فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَا. Allah says, we will make your life very tight in this world. Very tight. No chain, no peace. All the wealth is there. One of our eldest few years ago came to South Africa. It says we were in Australia, we got Dawat from a multi-millionaire. Limousines came to fetch the Jamaat. They took us to his house, mansion, beautiful garden with rivers, streams, ornaments. We went to a long garden, palatial home. Dastarkhan was laid out, 14 different types of food. Everything found. At the end of the meal, one chitti, one paper came from the back of the house to the Amir Sahib. On it was written, Pareshani bohat hai, dua kar le. I've got too much of worries, make dua for me. I've got too much of worries, make dua for me. The school, the university, the media, everything around us, what are they telling us? That acquire the wealth of this world, your worries will go away. Acquire the material possessions of this world, you will find peace, you will find comfort, you will find solace. But with every passing day, the parashani is increasing. With every passing day, the restlessness is increasing. A millionaire is not a happy man. A millionaire is a man with a million worries. A billionaire is a man with a billion worries. Paisa, paisa, paisa. Acquire the wealth of this world. No chain, no peace, no contentment. Why? Because Allah has not kept it in these things. Bizikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Allah has kept that contentment on the musalla. Allah has kept that contentment in taking His name. Ahmad bin Abi al-Khawari, he goes to Abu Sulaiman Darani rahmatullah, he finds him crying. Ahmad says to him, Abu Sulaiman, why are you crying? He says, Ahmad, what must I tell you? إِذَا جَنَّ اللَّيْلِ وَاخْتَلَكَ الظَّلَامِ وَخَلَى كُلُّ حَبِيبٍ بِحَبِيبِهِ. When the night descends and the darkness becomes intense and every lover goes into solitude with his beloved, there are some slaves of Allah whom the fire of Allah's ishq and the fire of Allah's muhabbat and the fire of Allah's ta'alluq does not allow them to sleep. They get up from their bed, نَصَبُوا إِلَيَّ أَقْدَامَهُمْ وَافْتَرَشُوا إِلَيَّ جِبَاهَهُمْ فَبَيْنَ مُتَأَوِّهٍ وَبَاكٍ وَصَارِخٍ وَشَاكٍ. They go on the musalla, sometimes they are in coma, sometimes they are in qiyam, sometimes they are in ruku, sometimes they are in sajda, sometimes they are whispering, sometimes they are shouting, sometimes they are lamenting, they are in munajat with Allah, they are talking to Allah, they are speaking to Allah. They are sobbing and they are crying. Allah says to Jibreel, مَنْ تَلَذَّذَ بِكَلَامِي وَاسْتَرَاحَ إِلَى مُنَاجَاتِي. O Jibreel, those who get lazzat, those who get ecstasy in talking to me, who get rahat and peace in my munajat, in communing with me, why are they crying like this? Allah says to them, why are you crying? مَا هَذَا الْجَزَاءَ الَّذِي يُرَاهُ بِكُمْ هَلْ يُخْبِرُكُمْ مُخْبِرُ أَنَّ حَبِيبَهُ يُعَذِّبْ أَنَّ حَبِيبَهُ يُعَذِّبْ أَحْبَابَهُ فِي النَّارِ. O Jibreel, has someone told them that their beloved will punish them? Why are they crying like this? O Jibreel, you be a witness. أَوَّلُ مَا أُعْطِيهِمْ أَنْ أَقْذِفَ مِنْ نُورِي فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ. The first thing I will give them is I will put my noor in their heart. وَالثَّانِي لَوْ كَانَتِ السَّمَاوَاتُ السَّبْعَ وَالْأَرْضِينَ السَّبْعَ فِي مَوَازِينِهِمْ لَاسْتَقْلَلْتُهَا لَهُمْ. If the seven heavens and the seven earths had to be in the scale of good deeds, I will consider this to be too less for them. And the third thing, Jibreel, I will give them, who? The people of the night, the people of the musalla, the people of tahajjud, كَانُوا قَلِيلًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مَا يَهْجَعُونَ وَبِالْأَسْحَارِهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَلِي الْمَضَاجِعَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفُ وَطَمَعَى وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ وَمِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ أُمَّةٌ قَائِمَةٌ يَتْلُونَ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ آنَاءَ اللَّيْلِ وَهُمْ يَسْجُدُونَ أَمَّنْ هُوَ قَانِتٌ آنَاءَ اللَّيْلِ سَاجِدًا وَقَائِمًا يَحْذَرُ الْآخِرَةَ وَيَرْجُو رَحْمَةَ رَبِّهِ. How many places in the Quran, وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَتَهَجَّدْ بِهِ نَافِلَةً لَكَ عَسَىٰ أَنْ يَبْعَثَكَ رَبُّكَ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا قُمِ اللَّيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. How many places Allah speaks of the night of those that the people of the Musalla at night, the people of Allah's ta'alluq. The third thing Allah says, I will give them that the day is coming. It will be me and them. I will say to them, ask me for whatever you want, it will be granted to you. أَهْلُ اللَّيْلِ فِي لَيْلِهِمْ أَلَذُّ مِنْ أَهْلِ اللَّهُ فِي لَهُهِمْ. Ibrahim bin Adam rahimullah used to say, the people of tahajjud, the people of the musalla, the people of Allah's ta'alluq, the people who in the dead of night cry before Allah. Allah gives them that lazzat, that ecstasy in taking Allah's name, that the people that go to the places of haram will never find. They are looking for ecstasy in the casinos, looking for ecstasy in the dancing halls, looking for ecstasy in the gambling halls, looking for ecstasy and peace and comfort, and looking for satisfaction and enjoyment in the haram places of this world. That lazzat and that ecstasy which Allah has kept on the musalla, that lazzat and that ecstasy which Allah has kept in taking His name, nothing in this world can compare with that. لَذَّةُ الْمُنَاجَاتِ إِنَّهَا لَيْسَتْ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا إِنَّهَا مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ. Why? Because this lazzat and ecstasy of Allah's munajat is not from the dunya, it is from Jannah. أَظْهَرَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى لِأَوْلِيَائِهِ فِي الدُّنْيَا. Allah gives it to His friends in this world. This is not a cheap bargain. Qurbani has to be given for this. We have to strive for this. To find Allah, Allah's ta'alluq, Allah's love, Allah's muhabbat. How the sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what qurbani, what sacrifice didn't they give? They left their homes, they left their wives, they left their children, they left their birthplaces. الدنيثة ثيابهم المشقة أرجلهم رواد الآفاق قطاع المسافات. The clothes became tattered and torn. The clothes became tattered and torn. Their appearances were disheveled. Long, long distances they traversed. Searching for Allah. Calling out towards Allah. Appeasing this inner cry of this ruh and the soul. The soul wants to find Allah. This whole mankind out there is waiting. There is no greater, no greater favor you can do to humanity than to introduce them to Allah. Show them who the Allah is. The whole world is parishan. Everyone inside is crying out, show us our Allah. They don't know what that fire is. They are trying to put it out with liquor, with sharab. They are trying to put it out with haram. They are committing suicide because that inside fire is not being put out. One of our elders from Pakistan, he was in America in Jamaat. Few youngsters, teenagers, they came and they said, we want to accept Islam. So he made them recite the Shahadat. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. The moment the youngster said, la ilaha illallah, he caught his chest. This brother that was making him read the Shahadat was a doctor. He says, what happened? Did you get a heart attack? What happened? This youngster said, from the time I can remember, from my time of my senses, there was an emptiness. Emptiness I could feel here. Today when I said Allah, I felt my whole chest filling up. I felt that light entering into my chest. That is why I caught hold of my chest. Allah, Allah's name. This whole world is waiting. Who is going to introduce them to Allah? Who is going to tell them about the Allah? This is what Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam came with. From Adam alayhi salam, throughout the ages, every Nabi of Allah, this was the first sabak, first da'wah, first invitation to connect this insan with Allah. فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْمَشْرِقْ وَالْمَغْرِبِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ هُوَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ أَلِفْ لَامْ مِيمْ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ. وإلهكم إله واحد لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم فإن تولوا فقل حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو. This call towards Allah, ta'alluq with Allah, that it is only Allah, it is only Allah, it is only Allah. This was the work of Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. And this chain of nubuwwat culminated with the coming of Imam al-Anbiya wal-Mursaleen, Sayyid al-Awwaleen wal-Akhireen, Tajadar Madina, the pride of Allah's creation, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He came with that Mubarak way of life. He caught hold of the hand of Abu Sufyan. Ya Aba Sufyan, Ya Aba Sufyan, jitukum bi karamati dunya wal akhirah. Oh Abu Sufyan, he is addressing Abu Sufyan, but the address is a direct address. It's not specific to Abu Sufyan. It is to every Muslim, every ummati till qiyamah. O Muslim of the 14th century of Islam in Sri Lanka, or Africa, or America, or Europe, or Asia, or China, wherever you are, your Nabi has said, جِئْتُكُمْ بِكَرَامَةِ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. I have come with that way of life which will not only give you the success of akhirat, it will give you the success of dunya also. The chain of dunya, the peace of dunya, Allah has kept it in the Mubarak way of life of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And every aspect of the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is recorded. Normally, if you look at the annals of history, you will find mention of rulers, of conquerors, of tyrants, of superpowers. Very rarely in the annals of history you will find mention of an orphan. That also born in the desert, in the most backward nation of the time. Yet miraculously, when it comes to this orphan, every aspect of his existence is recorded. Why? تَرَكْتُكُمْ عَلَى الْمَحَجَّةِ الْبَيْضَاءِ لَيْلُهَا كَنَهَارِهَا. Because he came with that way of life that was Hujjatullah. لِيَهْلِكَ مَنْ هَلَكَ عَنْ بَيِّنَا وَيَحْيَى مَنْ حَيَّ عَنْ بَيِّنَا. He came with that hujjat of Allah. Those who will accept it, Allah will give them success. Those who will turn their backs on it, Allah لِيَهْلِكَ مَنْ هَلَكَ عَنْ بَيِّنَا. Allah takes upon Himself, He will destroy them. Hujjatul Allah was the way of life of Muhammad Rasulullah. That is why he said, تَرَكْتُكُمْ عَلَى الْمَحَجَّةِ الْبَيْضَاءِ لَيْلُهَا كَنَهَارِهَا. I have left behind a clear way of life. Normally when it becomes night time, becomes dark, things become ambiguous, you can't see properly. He said, in my way of life there is no night time. لَيْلُهَا كَنَهَارِهَا. Day is clear. It is only day. No night time. Every aspect recorded. Allama Suyuti rahmatullahi mentions the riwayat in his Fasais al-Kubra. When the mother of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Amina, when she was 9 months pregnant, she began experiencing the normal discomfort that a woman in this stage of pregnancy experiences. فَرَأَيْتْ كَأَنَّ جَنَاحَ طَيْرٍ أَبْيَرْ مَسَحَ عَلَى فُعَادِي فَذَهَبَ عَنِّي كُلَّ رَعْبٍ وَكُلَّ وَجْعٍ كُنْتُ أَجِدُ. All of a sudden she says a white bird came down. It massaged my chest, as a result of which all the discomfort and pain I was experiencing automatically disappeared. ثُمَّ التَفَتُّ فَإِذَا أَنَا بِشُرْبَةٍ بَيْضَاءَ لَبَنًا. She says, then I turned, there was a bowl of white milk. كُنْتُ عَدْشَ. I was thirsty. فَشَرِبْتُهَا. I drank from it. When I drank from this milk, فَكَشَفَ اللَّهُ عَنْ بَصَرِي وَأَبْصَرْتُ تِلْكَ السَّاعَةَ مَشَارِقَ الْأَرْضُ وَمَغَارِبَهَا ورأيت ثلاثة آلام مضروبات علما في المشرق علما في المغرب علما على ظهر الكعبة. She says, when I drank from this milk, Allah removed the veil of the unseen. I saw the whole world. I saw three huge flags, one on the east, one on the west, one on the center of Baytullah. I was transfixed by this vision. When this vision lifted, the birth of Rasulullah had already taken place. Without any discomfort, the baby was lying next to her, Shifa bint Amr, the mother of Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu. Later on, she also became Muslim. She says, I have assisted in many births, but automatically I said to Amina, your child is strange. Your child is unique. Three things Shifa noticed. Wulida makhtunan. Normal children, they are circumcised, sometimes 7 days, sometimes few months later. This child was born already circumcised. Maqtu' as-surra. Other children, the umbilical cord has to be separated. My Nabi was born with umbilical cord already separated. Other children have to be bathed, they are born impure. He was born pure, there was no need to bathe him. Shifa says, we placed the child down. All of a sudden there was a burst of energy. Newborn baby, he turned over and he went into sajda like an adult makes sajda. He remained in sajda for a long time. Then he raised up his head and lifted up his finger. When he lifted up his finger, Shifa bint Amr says, the light came out of the finger, as a result of which I saw the palaces of Syria and the palaces of Basra. And he said, Allahu Akbar kabira, walhamdulillahi kathira, wa subhanallahi bukrata wa asila. Glory be to Allah, praise be to my Allah, morning and night. As if that personality who came to raise the name of Allah on this earth has announced his entry. Amina was worried, Shifa bin Amr was worried. She picked this child up, her child, worried. What are all these strange things that are happening? Amina puts the child in her lap. Barely half an hour has passed from the birth. All of a sudden, the roof splits open. نَزَلَتْ سَحَابَةٌ A cloud descends. فَغَشِيَتْهُ وَغَيَّبَتْهُ Sometimes when it's very misty, then you can't see in front of you, you can't see your own fingers. This cloud covered this child and the child became invisible. Then he lifted up and a voice called out from the unseen, Tufu bihi mashariq al-ard wa magharibaha liyarifu bismihi wa natihi wa suratihi. Take this child to the east, to the west. Let the entire creation come to know the name of my Nabi. Let them come to know the attributes of my Nabi. وَآتُوهُ خُلُقَ آدَمْ وَمَعْرِفَةَ شِيْثْ وَشُجَاعَةَ نُوحْ وَخُلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ وَاسْتِسْلَامَ إِسْمَعِيلُ وَفَصَاحَةَ صَالِحُ وَحِكْمَةَ لُوتْ وَرِضَى إِسْحَاقُ وَبُشْرَى يَعْقُوبُ وَشِدَّةَ مُوسَى وَجِهَادَ يُوشَعَ وَحُبَّ دَانِيَالَ وَوَقَارَ يُونُسَ وَطَاعَةَ إِلْيَاسَ وَصَبْرَ أَيُّوبَ وَلَحْنَ دَاوُودَ وَعِصْمَةَ يَحْيَى وَزُهْدَ عِيسَى وَاغْمِسُوهُ فِي أَخْلَاقِ النَّبِيِّينَ. Grant him the akhlaq of Adam alayhi salam, the ma'rifat of Shit alayhi salam, the bravery of Nuh alayhi salam, the friendship of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the sacrifices of Ismail alayhi salam, the eloquence of Salih alayhi salam, the wisdom of Lut alayhi salam, the strength of Musa alayhi salam, the jihad of Yusha alayhi salam, the love of Daniel alayhi salam, the reverence of Yunus alayhi salam, the obedience of Ilyas alayhi salam, the abstinence of Yahya alayhi salam, the piety of Isa alayhi salam, the voice of Dawood alayhi salam. وَغْمِسُوهُ فِي أَخْلَاقِ النَّبِيِّينَ. And anoint him in the akhlaq of 124,000 Anbiya alayhi salam. He was made Jamia Sifatil Anbiya, the special distinctive characteristics of the galaxy of Anbiya collectively were placed in the personality of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam when he was a baby, just half an hour. Then for the next 63 years, he grew in stature, he grew in nobility, he grew in greatness, he grew in majesty. So that Allama Sadi rahimahullah puts it beautifully, Ba'das Khuda Buzurg, Tui Qissa Mukhtasar. After Allah, you are the final word in greatness. Such a Nabi this Ummah was given. Such a Nabi. And he came with a way of life. Hujjatullah. The life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is Allah's hujjat. It is the criteria. Ma miftahul jannah, ma miftahul jannah.
Then the Christian, Father, he was asked, what is the key to Jannah? They also knew Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The passport to Jannah, the visa to Jannah is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like whiteness can never be separated from milk, and like sweetness can never be separated from honey, and like fragrance can never be separated from a flower. Whether it is the camel age, whether it is the space age, whether it is the rocket age, whether it is 14 centuries ago, whether it is now, whether it is 1000 centuries from now, whether mankind walks on the moon, whether he walks on Mars, no matter which era of human existence it may be, whichever century, whichever portion of time, whichever corner of the globe, the success of dunya, qabr and akhirat can never ever be separated from the mubarak way of life of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لو استفتحوني كل باب وجاؤوني من كل طريق لا افتح عليهم الا يدخل وراك يا حبيبي يا محمد. If they open every door and they come on every road, I will never grant them entrance into my court except that they do not come upon your road. Oh my beloved, oh Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what was ishq, what was muhabbat, what was love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Unfortunately today we have reduced this to lip service. The name is Ghulam Muhammad, the name is Ghulam Muhammad, the actions are that of the enemy of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Head to toe, there is no resemblance of sunnah, there is no resemblance of the way of life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at our youth, who are they following? Who are their role models? People whose every day is in sharab, every night is in zina. They have become the role models. They are being idolized. And that Nabi who finished himself for us, that Nabi who night upon night cried for us, that Nabi who tied stones to his stomach for us, that Nabi whose daughters were given talaq for us, that Nabi who 3 years in the valley of Abu Talib went through untold hunger, hardship and difficulty for the sake of this ummah. Where is the wafadari for him? Where is the loyalty for him? Where is the allegiance to that Nabi? It is easy, my respected brothers, to say I'm Ashik Rasul, I love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Lip service love is easy. Sahaba of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they knew the meaning of love. They knew what the demands, what the dictates of that love was. One occasion, Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he goes to the home of Aisha radiallahu anha. Aisha, is there any food? She says, Ya Rasulullah, there is no food. Normally when he would receive this response, then he would fast. عَرَضَ عَلَيَّ رَبِّي أَنْ يَجْعَلَ بَطْحَاءَ مَكَّةَ ذَهَبًا وَفِضَّةً فَأَبَيْتُ وَقُلْتُ يَا رَبِّي أَجُوعُ يَوْمًا وَأَشْبَعُ يَوْمًا إِذَا جُعْتُ تَبَرَّعْتُ إِلَيْكَ وَسَأَلْتُكَ وَإِذَا شَبِعْتُ حَمِدْتُكَ وَشَكَرْتُكَ. He said, my Rabb offered me that, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you want, we will turn the mountain ranges of Makkah into gold for you. We will send the dastarkhan from Jannah to this earth for you, my Nabi. You do not need to suffer like this. You do not need to go through hunger like this. Just ask, just make ishara, just indicate, and the dastarkhan of Jannah will be brought to earth for you. And your rank in akhirat will not be diminished in the least bit. Yet he said, no, my Allah. I will go hungry one day. When I go hungry, I will ask from you. And I will eat one day. When I eat, I will make your shukr. Aisha, is there any food? She says, Ya Rasulullah, no food. Normally he would fast. The hunger was too great. He says, send message to the home of Hafsa. Message is sent.
Answer comes back, Ya Rasulullah, there is no food. Send message to the home of Sauda radiallahu anha. Message comes back, Ya Rasulullah, no food. Umme Salima radiallahu anha, Ya Rasulullah, no food. Umme Habiba radiallahu anha, Ya Rasulullah, no food. Safiya radiallahu anha, Ya Rasulullah, there is no food. Zainab bint Jahash radiallahu anha, Ya Rasulullah, there is no food. Juwayriya radiallahu anha, Ya Rasulullah, there is no food. Maymuna radiallahu anha, Ya Rasulullah, there is no food. Nine wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Madina Munawwara. Every home the response comes, there is no food. Send message to the home of Fatima. The hunger was too great. The message comes back, Ya Rasulullah, there is no food. These were the homes of Nubuwwat. This was the level of Qurbani that not only he gave, he brought his family members upon. He's sitting in the masjid. Ka'ab bin Ajura radiallahu anhu comes in. Ka'ab bin Ajura, when he sees Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ma li araka mutaghayyir al-lawn, Ya Rasulullah, why has your face changed color? He says, Ya Ka'ab, Ma dakhala jawfi, Ma yadkhulu jawfa dhatika bid mundu thalat. He says, Ka'ab, 3 days have passed. 3 days have passed. And not one morsel of food has entered my stomach. When Ka'ab hears this, he bursts into tears, rushes out, goes to one Jew, tells him, I'm prepared to water your garden. How much will you pay me? He says, for every bucket of water you fetch one date. Ka'ab, one time, second time, third time, fourth time, fifth time, sixth time, seventh time, till his hands are full of dates. Then the Jew says, I'm prepared to double the payment. He says, no, I've got what I want. Rushes back to the masjid. Ya Rasulullah, I brought these dates. 3 days of hunger. And the Nabi sees the dates. Allah's Rasulullah takes the dates. He eats it with relish. Ka'ab's heart is cooled also. Turns to him, Awa tuhibbuni ya Ka'ab? Ka'ab, do you love me? O Ka'ab, do you love me? Awa tuhibbuni ya Ka'ab? Inni uhibbuka ya Rasulullah. Ya Rasulullah, I love you. Anzur ma taqul. Ka'ab, be careful. Be careful, the statement, I'm Ashik Rasul. I love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, easy to say. The wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, once they formed the delegation, and they came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What were they asking for? They were asking for an increase in allowance. Increase in allowance. Not like what our women folk are asking for. But every season, a change in the furniture, the lounge suite must match the carpet, the carpet must match the curtains. Every occasion, new outfits, lavish wedding ceremonies, lavish engagement parties, mehndi functions, things that Islam has never heard of. Millions are spent. Flagrant violation of Allah's command. Israf, extravagance on a level which we cannot even imagine. And right on our doorstep, there are those young babies that are crying on the breast of their mothers. Those breasts are dry. The tears of those children are drying on their faces, and those children are sobbing and going to sleep. In starvation, right on our doorstep. And the same ummah is wasting on a daily basis. Umar radiallahu ta'ala, what did he say? He says, a dog dying thirsty on the banks of the river Dajla. Allah is going to question Umar about that. When there was drought in Medina, he took an oath, he will not eat meat. When they said, Amir al-Mu'minin, why do you not eat meat? He said, is every home in Medina, is there meat available? Till there is no meat in every home of Medina, I will not eat. This munasabat with humanity, this compassion for humanity, the seed was planted in the heart of the ummah by Nabi Abbas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They asked for an increase in allowance. What increase?
It is mentioned in the riwayat, yuqimna sulbahu, yuqimna sulbahu. Ya Rasulullah, we want food, we want sufficient food on a regular basis to keep our back straight. That's all. Keep our back straight. He was rahmatul lil alameen. He was a mercy for humanity. You will never find this example in history. You will never find this example. When it came to his ummah, innahum jiyaun fat'imhum, innahum uratun faksuhum. Oh Allah, they are hungry, feed them. They are without clothes, clothe them. They are without shelter, give them shelter. When it came to his own family, when he came to his own family, what was his dua? Allahumma ja'al rizqa ali Muhammadin quta. Oh Allah, reduce the risk of the family of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Give them quta, only sufficient to keep their back straight. You will never find this in history. Oh Allah, reduce the risk of my family. Why? Because through this hunger, through this qurbani, through this sacrifice, this was the water that was going to water the gardens of Hidayat for this ummah. They formed a delegation. All they wanted was sufficient food on a regular basis to keep their back straight. But what was the underlying thing? Ya Rasulullah, give us permission to lessen our level of qurbani. Lessen our level of qurbani. The masla, the concern was not their food, was not their home. The masla, the concern was the hidayat of the ummah. That in this qurbani, in this hunger, in this hardship, Allah has kept the hidayat of my ummah. He becomes so upset with his wives that for 29 days he does not speak to his wife. He cuts himself off from his wife. Finally, after 29 days, the verse of the Quran is revealed. Ya ayyuhan nabi, qul li azwajik, in kuntunna turidna al-hayata al-dunya wa zinataha, fata'alain, umatti'akunna, wa usarrihkunna, sarahan jameela. Oh my nabi, tell your wives, if they want comfort, if they want luxury, if they want ease in this dunya, then come, we will give them the wealth of this dunya, but they must separate themselves from your nikah. They must take talaq from you. Because this bond, this link, this nisbat, this ta'alluq with Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam without qurbani is impossible. This ta'alluq demands qurbani, demands sacrifice. وَإِن كُنْتُنَّ تُرِدْنَ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ وَالدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ أَعَدَّ لِلْمُحْسِنَاتِ مِنْكُنَّ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. If they want Allah and they want His Rasul and they want Akhirat, they want Jannat, we have prepared a great Jannat for them. But in this world they will have to sacrifice. Because my Nabi, this link with you demands qurbani, demands sacrifice. أَوَ تُحِبُّنِي يَا كَعَبْ. Come, do you love me? He says, I love you. Unzur ma taqul. Be careful what you are saying. Be careful what you are saying. Come without hesitation. Wallahi inni lauhibbuk. Allah's qasam, I love you. Allah's qasam, I love you. In kunta sadiqa. In kunta sadiqa. Fa'idda lil faqri tijfafa. Lal faqru asra'u ila man yuhibbuni. Min as-sayli ila muntaha. Oh, come. If you are truthful in this game, then prepare yourself for qurbani. Prepare yourself for hardship. Because like how storm waters from a high ground rush to a low ground, in exactly the same way, the true follower of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will have to sacrifice. Difficulty and hardship will come. We are looking for ease. We are looking for comfort. And we want the decision of hidayah to come. My respected brothers, it will never come. If hidayat could come in ease, if hidayat could come in comfort, then the Nabi of Allah would not have tied stones to his stomach. If Allah's ta'alluq could be found in ease, then Sahaba would not have sacrificed like that. This is the ummah of qurbani. This is the ummah of sacrifice. This is the ummah whose imam is Sayyidul Awwaleen wal Akhireen, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask for afiyat. We don't ask for difficulty. But my respected brothers, this ummah was selected, was chosen by Allah to make its day, the day of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Its night, the night of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Its fikr, its cry, its concern, that of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So for this, my respected brothers, to learn this responsibility, who of us is ready, inshallah, let us stand up and give our names to go 4 months in the path of Allah. To learn this responsibility, stand up, mashallah. Who will be the first? 4 months in the path of Allah. Come, my respected brothers. MashaAllah. Those that are standing, keep standing. Keep standing. Your standing will encourage others to stand also. Become the true ashik, the true lover of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The one who wants to find Allah. Allah cannot be found in ease. Allah will be found in the path of Allah. Yaqeen will be learned in the maidan, which Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught sahaba ikram yaqeen. Allah is merciful, little bit qurbani, not lot qurbani, little bit. More brothers stand up, mashallah. All these brothers, will make humble appeal to you for a few minutes, if you could come on my left hand side, inshallah. Few minutes, mashallah. On my left hand side, Allah accept. Few minutes, mashallah. Rest of the brothers, fill the gaps, come closer, mashallah. Won't take very much more of your time, mashallah. If set with a lot of sabr, Allah reward you, mashallah. Fill the gaps, mashallah. Harkat mein barkat hai, bhai. Who is ready to make niyat, inshallah, in Ramadan, after Ramadan, 40 days in the path of Allah. 40 days, students, holidays are coming. Later on in the year also we can make niyat. 40 days, mashallah, keep standing. Who is ready? 40 days, mashallah. Mashallah. Keep standing, mashallah. Keep standing. Who else, mashallah? Allah wants to use us. This is the currency of akhirat. Dunya will have to leave it behind. This is what will come with us in our qabr. It will come in akhirat with us also. More brothers, inshallah. 40 days in the path of Allah. Mashallah, mashallah. Who else? All these brothers also, a few minutes, inshallah, you can join those brothers there. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Few minutes. Taqabbal Allah, Barakallah. Allah give barakat in your life, in your family. Allah accept you for His deen. MashaAllah. Respected brothers, almost half of Ramadan is gone. Very little time remains. This is that Mubarak month that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَوْ يَعْلَمُ الْعِبَادِ مَا فِي رَمَضَانِ لَتَمَنَّتْ أُمَّتِي أَن تَكُونَ السَّنَةُ كُلَّهَا رَمَضَانِ. He said, if my ummah had to come to know what Ramadan was, they would wish the whole year was Ramadan. Hilal of Eid will be just now. Whether we will live to see another Ramadan, we don't know. My respected brothers, the most superior amal is striving in the path of Allah. Make this Ramadan valuable. Make this Ramadan valuable, my respected brothers, by giving some section in the path of Allah. So who is ready from this gathering, inshallah, 3 days, 5 days, 10 days, raise our hands, inshallah, we will go in the path of Allah in Ramadan. Don't think that we went for 3 days already. We went for 3 days, another 3 days, inshallah. All of us will try and do this, inshallah. And very, very important, my respected brothers, this is the ummah of the masjid. This is the ummah of the masjid. The example of the masjid is like the heart. If the heart is pumping, the whole body is healthy. If the heart is weak, then the whole body is sick. So if the masjid of the ummah is alive, is abad with the amal of hidayat, then the entire locality will be protected. And Allah will be blowing the winds of hidayat in that locality, and Allah will be blowing it to the four corners of the world. So my respected brothers, our elders are saying, Allah has opened up upon them that the need, the cry, the call of the hour to address all the problems that the ummah is facing is these 5 amal of masjid. So who of us is ready, inshallah, for the 5 amal of masjid? Raise our hands, inshallah. And every day we will give time to the masjid. Our elders say from 2.5 hours up to 8 hours. But minimum is 2.5 hours. All of us ready for this, inshallah. Allah accept, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد كما أنت أهله وصلي وسلم على سيدنا محمد كما أنت أهله
وافعل بنا ما انت اهله فانك اهل التقوى واهل المغفره. اللهم انا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم انا ندعوك الله وندعوك الرحمن وندعوك البر الرحيم وندعوك باسمائك الحسنى كلها ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم ان تغفر لنا وترحمنا. لا اله الا انت سبحانك انا كنا من الظالمين. ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم اغفر لامه محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم ارحم امه محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم تجاوز عن سيئات امه محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اصلح امه محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اهد امه محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اهد الانس والجان جميعهما يا رب العالمين. او ماي موست مرسيفول او ماي موست كايند الله او ماي كريم ماي رحيم ماي حنان ماي منان ماي ديان الله. او ماي الله, this majma has come before you, they have formed a delegation before you. Ya Allah, the whole world is turned against us. Ya Allah, every other door is closed upon the ummah of your Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, the rivers are flowing with the blood of this ummah. Ya Allah, the homes of this ummah are being bulldozed. Ya Allah, the little babies of this ummah, their bodies are being burnt to ashes. Ya Allah, they are not even worthy of janazah salah also. Ya Allah, the mothers and sisters of this ummah, their respect is being looted in front of their families. Ya Allah, our brothers and sisters have become refugees. They have no clothes. They have no food. Ya Allah, the tide of aggression has turned against this ummah. Ya Allah, the whole world has kicked us. There is no other door we can turn to. There is nowhere else we can turn to. There is no other hope, no other salvation for us besides you, my Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, we have come to your doorstep. Ya Allah, no doubt it is our sins. Ya Allah, no doubt it is our transgression. You sent us to this world to fill the masjid, we emptied the masjid. You sent us to this world to bring the Quran alive. Our youngsters have guitars in their hands. Their bodies are riding to music. You sent us to this world to cover humanity with the cloak of haya and shame. Our own daughters have become naked. Ya Allah. Our own daughters are singers on the stages. Ya Allah. No doubt it is our guna. No doubt it is our wrong. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but we are the weak section of the ummah of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, the sahaba of your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they saw Quran coming down, they saw wahi coming down, they saw the mubarak environment of Medina Munawwara. Ya Allah, all we have seen is shamelessness. All we have seen is nakedness. Ya Allah, this dirty, filthy environment is like a steel wall in front of us. Every time we are going one step towards you, we are going 20 steps backwards. Ya Allah, what greater loss can there be, Allah, than today we take your name. We don't taste the sweetness in our mouths. Our hearts are not beating with your love, Allah. Ya Allah, we have come in the market, Ya Allah, in the bazaar of Iman, Ya Allah. We have come to purchase your love, Ya Allah. We have come to purchase your taluk, Ya Allah. Our pockets are empty, Ya Allah. This we cannot purchase for free. We don't even know how to ask you, Ya Allah, that our dirty, filthy hearts are darker than the darkest night. The stench of our hearts is worse than the worst gutter of this world. We don't even know how to ask that your Paak and your pure Muhammad should come in our hearts. If the little child soils itself, dirties itself, the mother picks up the child, she bathes the child, she washes the child, then she holds the child to her bosom. Oh my Kareem Allah, oh my Raheem Allah, oh my Hanan Allah, oh my Manan Allah. Ya Allah, you love us more than our mothers, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are the weak section of the Ummat of Your Habib. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we are beseeching You, Ya Allah. Every other door is closed, it is only Your door, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, if you close Your door upon us, where are we going to go, Ya Allah? Ya Allah, this delegation has come to ask for Your forgiveness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let Your anger be cooled, Ya Allah. Forgive us, Ya Allah. Forgive the sins of the day, the sins of the night, the sins we have committed openly, the sins we have committed secretly, every type of sin. Ya Allah, it is because of our sins, Ya Allah, that the whole ummah is suffering, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, remove the suffering from the ummah of Your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, the Firauns of today, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, give them hidayat, Ya Allah. Give them hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give the Jews hidayat, Ya Allah. They are our insani brothers, Ya Allah. Give the Christians hidayat. Give the Buddhists hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give the idolaters hidayat, Ya Allah. Give the mushriks hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, open the doors of hidayat, Ya Allah. Give America hidayat. Give Europe hidayat. Give Asia hidayat. Give Australia hidayat. Give Africa hidayat. Oh my Kareem Allah, open the doors of hidayat, Ya Allah. Open the doors of hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let the suffering come to an end, Ya Allah. Let Your anger be cooled, Ya Allah. Restore the dignity and honor of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, bring this ummah back to the masjid, Ya Allah. Give us the love of Quran. Give us the love of Your zikr, Ya Allah. Give us Your Muhammad, the Muhammad of Your Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, accept us for the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, accept us for the work of Islam. Ya Allah, accept us for the work of Rasulullah. Make us dyes of Your deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the fikr of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Grant us the sifat of a da'i, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, is kaam ke haqaiq hamare saamne khol de. Is kaam ke nafa khol de. Is kaam ko apne zindagi ke maqsad banane ke taufeeq naseeb farma, Ya Allah. Accept us, Ya Allah. Accept our families, Ya Allah. Accept the entire ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, save us from jahannam. Save us from jahannam. Save us from jahannam. Grant us jannatul firdaus. Grant us jannatul firdaus. Grant us jannatul firdaus. Grant us jannatul firdaus, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept our fasting, accept our ibadahs in this month, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept us to strive in Your path, Ya Allah. Make us Your beloved. Ya Allah, make us Your beloved. You become ours, let us become Yours, Ya Allah. You become ours, let us become Yours, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us Your ta'alluq, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us Your closeness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those of our brothers and sisters that are in some need, Ya Allah. Fulfill all the jais need, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our parents, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we can never repay their ihsan upon us. رب ارحمهما رب ارحمهما رب ارحمهما رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم إنا نسألك بالخير ما سألك من عبدك ورسولك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك من عبدك ورسولك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومتعنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين الحمد لله For more lectures visit slhub.com